I nailed it.
You got it.
The consummate professional.
I did it.
All time
We're,
pro.
Playing it fast and loose tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Woo. I am feeling so much better than last week.
Aw, so good.
And ready to be your host.
Yeah.
Yay. Woo. How are you guys
I'm
doing?
I'm ready to be hosted.
A plus.
You feeling good?
Yeah.
No one's got tummy troubles?
No, thankfully.
Nope. No plagues or illnesses amongst us, which is
pretty
magical.
Pretty horrible. Aww,
I'm so sorry.
We've got a lot new to talk about today.
Dive
so
right
much
into
to
that
new.
Jam.
Let's just delve and dive.
Yeah.
Dive and
deep
delve.
Dive.
Deep delve.
What? It's new.
Psych. Pussycat.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Well, we obviously make great audio.
Sorry.
So great that
Sorry,
Jack
friends.
Took his headphones off.
our producer is leaving the room.
Thanks, Jack.
Bye, Jack.
So what are you want to do with Leash?
I'm writing stuff down and then I'm going to go look at my announcements page.
Yes.
I'm pulling triple jobs here.
Triple dudes.
You're doing great. I'll
triple
try taking notes.
I left my notebook at home, so my phone is my notebook, which is going to be a failure.
Thanks a lot.
I know. My notes are really bad every time I've done
but
it.
Sarah writes the prettiest notes.
Sarah's notes are delightful.
I'm glad you can read them. I'm concerned about legibility.
Yeah, no, I actually have been using both of your notes to make things happen.
Oh my gosh, I've got to go back to the last page. There's pages.
Well, that's because they changed the game entirely overnight.
It's a real game changer.
It's a real game changer. We had a perfect game going, Leash.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then they up and added a bunch of stuff.
Then they made it MySpace.
Okay, so we last left off with getting the perfect present.
Yes, we had those sweet hats.
We were wrapping up the fishy tournament.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
That was
Remember
last
that?
Week.
Good grief, that feels like a million years ago.
I think I fished about 5 times after that, and I
did. Did you get the super crystal?
Did you get the power
crystals? I actually did get that super.
I love the floating crystal. True confession, I love the floating crystal.
No, to be fair, like, it doesn't suck. Floating things are fun because they defy gravity and they're magical.
Thanks, Nintendo. It doesn't suck.
It'll do.
I haven't done anything with it yet, but I don't hate it.
There you go. It's no blue wig.
There, you've
it's
heard
no
it here, wig. Folks.
Joey Bowie
does not hate it.
Yep.
I have a little sign at my office that I never go to anymore that says you don't suck, and every time I see it I smile.
Oh, so which is never. So you never smile.
Oh,
it's never
exclusively
smiles anymore.
The only time I smile. Because that would be sad if the only time I smiled is when I'm at the office.
That would be
that's
weird.
Like, that's problematic.
Why would you why
like
would
a,
that
oof. It's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. Yes. I don't even know where to go with that. Anyway,
okay. Did we get Pave's dance stage last week? We did.
I can't. No. It didn't go live until we knew it was on the way.
Okay.
I think it went live
on
that
Friday. It was
Friday
morning.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yes.
Okay.
And guess who hasn't bought it yet? Me.
Yeah.
I haven't jumped
you
and made
held
the plunge.
Out?
I know, because I was like, oh, it's so much money. It's so many tickets.
It's $11.
It's a lot to ask for.
Yeah.
It really is. And I love Pave, and I'm really excited that I waited because now he's in our event.
Yeah,
and
you get to see him anyway.
You have to take a million screenshots
so
with
happy.
Him, and
yes.
maybe you can just
so
get
if you
past
had
the
him,
need.
If you I can't remember what the rule was. If you had him in your campsite, he wouldn't show up until after the event?
Sometimes he wanders over there.
Yes. So he would be, it's kind of like, I think Red had a similar thing where you could, he wouldn't always be at his little staging area.
Yeah, he wouldn't be by the flowers.
Staging area.
Well, he wouldn't be by the garden all the time.
He wouldn't be waiting in the wings.
Oh, waiting in the wings.
Puns, we love
them. He's a bird, isn't he?
Bird pun. Bird pun.
I love bird puns. I love burbs. I love burbs.
I like burbs.
Yeah, so none of us met him at that point.
Small on a search.
None of us met him at that point, but...
I've got a feeder for you to perch on. I love that song.
What's that?
It's a song by the Eels.
Yes. Oh, I know that song.
Aw. If you're small and on a search, I've got a feeder for you to perch on.
Yes, I know that song.
I've got a feeder for you to perch on.
It also has the classic line, it's all right if you act like a turd. Because
I like
birds.
Oh my god, that's like the perfect song for you.
I know, it is.
I forgot really about that song. I don't think I've listened to it since college.
I
used to love that song.
It's a charming song.
It's a good one.
It's gonna add that to
my
list.
Buddies.
It's a good one. Cabin goals that I did not participate in. I think it's over.
Oh my god, that thing was weird.
Let me tell you about that. If you didn't participate
tell me. I didn't participate.
The funny thing was, I mean, it was a fine
I kept
way
meaning
to
and then it just, I didn't.
Yeah.
To earn, I can't even remember what the goal, what
you were just earned. Leaves and sparkle stones. So
oh,
I was
sparkle
just
stones.
Like,
that was the ultimate goal.
Leaves and sparkle stones. I was like, yeah, well, I mean, I want them, but I don't want
to
try.
It's kind of one of those, and you had to craft things. It didn't count things you'd already crafted. You had to craft new editions of the Alpine, like, Alpine furniture.
Suddenly I need 7 more Alpine things that I've never used before anyway.
Yes. It was
and then you got and then you got respect. Credit for taking a photo in your cabin.
Yes. With the, and kudos to friends.
And 20 kudos to friends. But the thing about the photo in the cabin, you think the expectation is you have to decorate your cabin in this Alpine furniture.
No. Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't required.
Nope.
So I said, great,
oh, really? You
great.
Just had to craft
I just crafted all this Alpine furniture. I'll go give that to Gulliver later.
Yeah.
And now I'm going to go redecorate my cabin because I haven't done that in a while. And I'll take a picture there. And I got the credit anyway. So
yep.
It was it's just all weird. Like, why are they forcing design on us? And I didn't know.
Well,
I didn't know then why they were doing this weird...
It was like a tester
design.
Yeah, I think it was. It's peculiar because it required recrafting, which this is the first time I think they've had us do that. Because usually in the past, if there's items that need to be crafted for something, if you crafted them
for like an animal's welcome,
It counted.
Yeah.
Which
right.
makes
Unless
sense
you
to
needed
me.
To make the second variety of it. And
oh,
you
oh yeah,
the first
the,
one
yeah,
to
the
make
base
the
level
a special different
which
color.
Which would have been maybe that should have been like
ooh yeah
the alternative. Like maybe it was like instead of the blue, isn't it blue?
It's blue. Yeah.
It
could have
been like a greeny color.
Yeah,
the Alpine furniture.
Yeah. I think that would have been a better angle to go at because now
be fun
I have
to have a variation.
3 Alpine. And I might have 4 Alpine couches.
And it's really like furniture I've never cared about. In fact, I couldn't even picture the Alpine furniture when they said craft an Alpine. Whatever table, I was like,
gotcha.
Which one is that? I kept picturing the ranch one.
Oh, yeah. The names are kind of funny. That the Alpine furniture doesn't really
nothing about it
me
says
Alpine.
Exclusively has to be Alpine. Mm. Like that could have been called the flowery blue table,
the blue patterny fabric one.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, cool. Thanks for letting me know that Alpine is a theme.
Right.
I'm good.
I think it looks like little raindrops on the furniture pattern.
Is that what it looks like?
I thought they were vines.
I thought it was vines or
is
flowers.
Is it vines? Oh, it is vines because it's a blue background and then like a white vine with leaves. Leaves.
Oh, I don't know. I can never get a close enough look. And I've never looked at the detail of it. I just see it.
You just haven't even, it's not even been
I just
intriguing
don't care.
Enough. I get it. I hear
you. You know, basic furniture, please.
I think that furniture is kind of cool in the rig in New Leaf because that's one you can reskin with fabric you design.
Oh.
So you can have it be whatever, which is cool.
That sounds fun. I'd like to reskin that to a pattern I like better.
What are you saying? That you want to have some creativity and design your own things, Joelle?
Oh.
You
think I think that would be
fun
be
idea?
Great, especially when it comes to something we
I've
haven't
talked
about
I've never heard of anything
yet.
Like that. Well, we're not there yet. And this is my show.
Oh. Whoa.
If you come up with some better ideas, you know, you feel free to let me know. But until then, you're going to take the back seat.
Are you going to have to turn this podcast around and take us right back home?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be good. I'm okay. Sorry.
I'll just follow along. I just realized that the cabin decoration goals picture actually has the Alpine furniture pattern on it.
Yes.
And I did not notice
I missed
that.
I didn't realize that was
that. That would have been a really good clue for me to find that furniture.
Okay, update announcement.
Yes.
As of the 26th.
News ticker. What's
it? This is old. I'm just...
You're recapping.
You already know.
That's okay.
So this was Wednesday morning.
Yes.
Wednesday night.
Happy Homeroom is now in session.
Aw, yes.
I don't know what that was.
I thought it was like a happy sound. Like,
and you guys can tell me more about this because, again, I haven't played in 2 days. So this is all news
cool.
to me.
We will tell you all about this lovely new feature in the game.
I'll read along
game,
right
a
now, too.
Game.
In Happy Homeroom classes, you'll use the furniture you have to practice your interior design skills. Your finished designs will be judged by Lottie. Oh, and they have a little icon of Lottie in the...
Yes.
I already have a complaint about Lottie.
Oh, what? No. What? Wait. What? We'll get
into it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll save that for the complaints.
Okay.
Complaints department.
Remind me I have that complaint.
Okay. Ugh. I'm dropping my notebook. Hold on.
Take your time.
Technical.
Well, fill for time. What?
I'm ready.
Oh, okay.
I forgot we were on an audio medium again.
Just getting
my
warmed
bad.
Up.
If you pass Happy Homeroom classes, your HH rank will increase.
Woo!
As you rank up, you'll get items like the house money bag. Oh, HH material and more.
House money bag.
HH.
H. Oh, yeah. Are we in Britain? H.
Yeah, that's right.
H.
Or Osh, if we're
Happy
in
Homeroom
France.
Is available Osh. Starting at level 6.
Oh.
Level 6. Oh, for the babies.
What?
For the baby.
Oh, yeah, for noobs. For we don't want to overwhelm noobs playing the game.
You need to be at least at level six.
Okay.
That's
okay.
Hilarious.
I'm not making fun of anyone.
No, I'm I get pretty what you're sure I was at level six on like my second hour of playing.
Yeah.
So it we do level up pretty quickly in the game, but it's nice to not overwhelm people. Yeah. Because then it's like, what do I do for next? This narrows your choices down.
Yeah.
In order to take a happy homeroom class.
Yes.
Happy homeroom. It sounds like homeroom. Like,
yes. Yeah.
That is the idea. I think
it's intentional. Oh, it is. It's, yes, it, okay.
It's supposed to be like a school vibe. Oh, it is. Yeah. It's a school vibe. Yeah. Yeah.
It's precious.
You need vouchers.
House, money bag.
Sorani.
Just to say, I'm here back from the dead.
Shot my own leg. Yes, okay.
That's from something. What is that from?
Oh, it's...
Shairani.
From S and L.
It's from S and L. Okay.
S and L.
I should have known, yeah. Shairani.
It was Saturday and Live.
I know Shairani. What do I know?
Oh,
I like the House Money Bag. That's my favorite name for this.
House Money Bag, baby.
I think we should call start it the ha-ha.
In order to take a happy homeroom class, you need ha-ha vouchers. Ha-ha! Your stock of ha-ha vouchers replenishes over time.
Yes.
The ha-ha material.
Oh, boy.
This is not going to get old. Please keep it up.
Can be used to make golden series furniture.
Yeah. Oh, that's an extra complaint. Series.
Oh, my gosh. This is like...
layers and layers of stuff.
This is like in the bird, in the nest, in the nest, in the tree,
in the tree, in the bough, in the bough, in the hole,
in the hole, in the ground,
in the valley,
the grass grew all around, the green grass grew all around.
I like the Irish version better.
I know the Ratlin Bog better, and I was like, oh crap, I don't.
Row, the Ratlin Bog,
the bog down in the valley,
oh, row, the Ratlin Bog, the bog down in the valley, I only know that because I watched a YouTube video 3 times.
Ooh.
And it was this woman at her wedding or at a wedding singing it, and it was so addictive. I watched it 3 times in a row. That's amazing.
The classic wedding song, the Ratlin Bog.
Yeah, it was a beautiful, beautiful rendition. It was wonderful.
We'll have to sing this more later. That'll be your next car trip.
It's amazing.
You're going to love it.
Okay.
But yes, tell us more about
the
happy.
It's the same thing.
I won't take your word
for
it.
It's the origin, I think.
Golden series furniture can be crafted after reaching amateur rank 1 in Happy Homeroom.
Sure can.
Do they detail what the cost is?
Well,
that's
my complaint. They don't detail it here.
Oh, because that's a surprise.
Clothes
that's
made a convenient. Big surprise. I want to. Well, we'll talk about that after I finish the announcement.
I'm so sorry.
Can I just get through the announcement?
This announcement is sorry, 7 days long.
Yeah, you might want to just recap the little. I mean, you don't have
the
to.
The goal screen has now been made easier to use. Don't care about that.
I like that.
No, that's great.
Oh, we do want to talk about
you
that.
Can clear out all
I saw the collect all. I saw that today.
That's been great. I've just been. Collect all done. I can so just good. Not think about it.
Excellent
great.
Quality.
You can
of
now
life.
See all the pages for a particular goal,
which I'm really glad about because sometimes you work on goals and you don't even know what you're working towards. And so now you can see. Okay, the next panel, it's just leaf tickets or whatever. It's
yes,
great.
Mm. It's nice.
And the fortune cookie shop has its own little standalone.
Oh, I'm so happy about that.
Ooh,
I
yes.
hated going to the marketplace. Now I just click on it. Also today I noticed it has a little glow around it. If it has a fancy.
Ooh. Oh, I've not had a fancy yet.
I have a fancy today. I need to buy it.
I had a fancy cookie.
Can I buy it now on
yes,
on set?
Live.
Yeah.
Live as it happens. Watch it.
Because
watch what
know,
happens live.
But you know why?
Why?
Because guess what my fancy cookie is?
What? I have to guess. Okay, wait. Is it the Hamlet cookie?
Yes.
Ah! Well, there goes my guess.
Oh, I'm sorry, Joelle. I stole your thunder.
Okay, no. Live.
Joelle, would you like to guess
just
and be correct?
Won. Is it the apple glazier cookie?
No.
Okay.
Could it be the slide?
I hope it's the slide.
Let's find out. I'm going to open it and I'm going to hold it up.
We're checking it out.
Oh,
I'm excited. I see that you're pressing the button. Do it.
Yes, I do.
Do it. Do it.
What is it? What
What's
could
it
going to
be? Oh,
it's loading slowly.
It's loading.
For
you're just chomping down on it. There's no dancing.
There's
no singing.
Dancing.
What color is the coupon? It's opening.
It's a silver coupon.
Silver. That's good. That's really good.
That could be a tree.
Oh, I hope it's something fun. What's it going to be?
Oh, it's a barricade.
Ooh, do I have
ooh,
B or
have
do I
that
have
one.
A?
You don't have it because it has a little new thing above it.
Yay.
I have A and B.
Now Leash has a set.
Just in time for spring.
Yes. Yeah, they got rid of all the snow and yet.
Now you can have snow all year round.
I'm excited to put them together.
Yay, that's awesome.
You could put them in your cabin and make your cabin snowy.
Ooh, that's an idea.
Yep, it is an idea.
You could use that little.
Your blank stare in that moment hurt me to my core.
I like the idea. I think it's a delight. I want an indoor snow fight rink.
I think that's a good idea. Now that the campsite is covered in spring, You could put your snow stuff somewhere.
I love it.
Leash loves the winter cabin.
I also got another police cap, guys.
Oh, excited.
Hold the phone.
Hold the gosh darn phone.
Drop everything. That's a civic hat, though. Sure. Not too many of those running around.
There you go. Another civic friend accessory. Oh, I like it.
I forgot that that's important.
It's important for Leash Cam.
Tosh is walking around with one today.
Oh, that sounds adorable. There were more updates. Do we want to talk about those?
No, never. I'm coming back. I'm just opening some of my balloons because I haven't played in 2 years.
There are some real nitty gritty updates at this point.
The nitty gritty.
Here I go. I'm opening it.
Tell me about it. What are you opening your balloons?
I was just opening the balloons.
Oh, yes. Were they any golden balloons or were they red balloons?
No, they're just stupid Luft balloons. Red balloons.
99
Luft
balloons. Yeah. Just railroaded right over my balloon.
Oh, we're terrible, but we also are having fun.
But it's so... So we don't care.
No.
It doesn't even matter.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, Joel.
Sorry, Joel. Were you singing? I don't know. 99.
Da-da-da. Oh, goodness. This is a fun night.
You know what we would be for Halloween? What? We Bear Bears.
Oh, which I need to see because I don't even know. It's a cartoon that is adorable and... As charming bears. Characters.
Are they like Care Bears, but not?
No, they're bears.
They're like cool. A stack That's of a bears.
Start. There's a polar bear.
Oh.
And a panda bear played by Bobby Moynihan.
Okay.
Polar bear who goes by Ice Bear. He calls himself Ice Bear.
Okay.
I think he's a little kid's show. It's on Cartoon Network.
No. Okay.
But my kids really like it.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing offensive in it that a kid would be offended by, but it's not technically, I don't think, made for kids.
Okay.
Right, kind of like Adventure Time. I think it's made for more of an adult audience, but it's still adorable and fun.
Kids can watch it too.
Yes. Ice Bear is played by the guy who I always forget his name.
Great.
Martin.
Martin Lawrence, star of Martin.
Blank Martin.
Martin Star?
Wait.
Dimitri Martin.
Oh, Dimitri Martin, the comedian. Okay. Yes. Okay.
And nice. I forget who Grizz is played by.
Do you remember what other roles that person has had, or you just don't know what the...
I don't remember.
That's okay.
His voice sounds familiar, but I don't know who he is. I mean,
mystery
I could look
person.
It up, but I'm not going to. And then there's like...
You don't want to know. We'll never know.
Secondary characters who are played by other famous people. But it's a very
Those
cute
secondary
show.
Characters.
I do want to see it.
They love each other. Oh. They're little brothers. Ah, they look out for each other, but it's really funny and cute. And I would name you would be Grizzly, and you would be Panda, and I would be Ice Bear.
Why wouldn't I be Ice Bear?
Do you want to be Ice Bear?
Polar bears are my second favorite animal.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, my gosh. This is revolutionary. Joelle, this is exciting. I did not know this about you.
I didn't know that
either. I'm pretty psyched.
I always loved Arctic animals.
Oh,
I always,
my gosh.
My favorite stuffed animal.
What about the Arctic fox?
He's cool.
Okay.
It's the Arctic.
Snowy owl.
I love snowy owls, but that's because of Hedwig.
Yes, yeah. Hedwig from Harry Potter.
But no, when I was growing up, I had this little polar bear.
What?
This cute little, like...
Was it a Coca-Cola
stuffed
bear?
Animal? No. Please. I did have those, too.
Oh, the second grade.
I collected... Before I collected penguins, I collected polar bears.
Oh, my gosh.
Shapes and sizes.
Penguins were not the first watching Leash.
When I was 8 years old...
I feel betrayed.
I was given, I think by my mom, it was either my mom or my stepdad or both of them...
Yes.
A white stuffed animal. He was on all fours. Uh-huh. He was a polar bear.
Was it a bear?
He was a polar bear. Sorry. A white polar bear stuffed animal. And he was situated on all fours, and he had a little tongue attached to his face. So it was like a little tongue.
A little lolling out tongue.
Yeah, a little lolling out tongue. He looked just like, do you remember when that baby polar bear was born in the zoo a few years ago? Knut. He looked just like Knut.
I remember Klondike and Snow too. Do you guys remember them?
I remember. I remember them better than I remember Knut.
Oh, mm-hmm. Knut was special to me. I think he was the German. I don't remember where he's from. Mm-hmm. But anyway, his name was Lars, my polar bear.
And
to this day, he's sitting in a bag somewhere in a closet.
Your favorite band?
Yes or no?
I was a drummer.
It was pre my awareness of Metallica.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, yeah, I always love polar bears.
Oh, well then you can be Ice Bear. You might be slightly autistic. We're not
cool.
sure.
That's fine.
Okay. Then I can be Grizz.
Yeah.
No, I can be Panda.
You can be whoever you want, Leash.
Yeah.
Because I don't know the characters.
I like being Bobby Moynihan. That's good.
Perfect. Adorable.
Pandas are fun too.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a really cute show. We're not being sponsored by them. I just literally like the show.
This episode is sponsored by my buddy Lars.
Yay.
Ulrich.
Lars Ulrich of Metallica.
Oh, no.
Oh, they'll probably get mad at us for using their name.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh,
not,
my gosh.
Like,
they're going to sue us for things because we mentioned them.
Sponsors.
Yeah, they'll sue us for our 1/1000th of a penny.
Yeah.
Okay, moving right along.
Moving right
more updates. Goals,
and then more updates. The app icon has changed.
It did.
True story.
It did. It changed to this yellow. Chaotic thing.
Oh, right. We can talk about other things that are yellow and chaotic.
Well,
now.
The next thing is
the design for the loading screen and title have changed.
It sure has.
So the loading screen, now we get the little, it's the yellow background,
yes,
instead of the
same
teal
thing.
And
background.
I checked, same animals. They didn't switch that up. You know?
Oh, I
they
didn't
just
even
made
think
the
about
colors
it.
Match. Just like colors, yellow.
Yes. It could have swapped them out because there's only like 400 to pick from. But you know, whatevs.
And then do we want to talk about the main splash screen?
And then the main splash screen, they got rid of my favorite thing,
the
which
little
was
globe
the little
tree.
It is the rotating globe tree thing.
Yeah. They got
thing,
rid of that.
Round thing.
And I love that every time they changed seasons, they would add snow and change the fall leaves and all this stuff.
I'm curious to see what they do for seasons this
And
time.
Now we have a chaotic mess.
Well, I think it's because, I mean, I don't know for sure. Mm. This is like the first full cycle, so they're trying to find a new look. I mean, I guess they could have changed it to a different spring, whatever.
They already did that when they switched to the fall the time before. They had a different color for fall than they did the original.
Oh,
they had a different color for... Wait, what are you talking about?
I think leash just means it's like a fresh, like, new year, new theme for the splash screen.
Is it like a new... What do you mean new cycle then? Because it's been over a year.
Yes. But I just mean like...
Fresh.
Start fresh.
Starting fresh.
Okay.
Start fresh.
It's spring. You know, when the spring rolls in,
I don't know.
Time for changes. Who knows?
And I don't remember them being different last year, those colors.
They did. Yeah, they've had six colors altogether. I could be wrong, maybe five. But they didn't use the same color when they switched to fall. They didn't use the same color from the previous time when they switched to winter.
Are you making that up?
Excuse me.
No.
I wish I had a log. I bet someplace on the internets. There is a catalog. If you were here or not, this is the changes of the screens, and this is the catalog of every time.
Let me put this way. I'm pretty confident, but I don't have any evidence. I just...
Is this a fortune cookie furniture for cookie situation? I can't even talk. So excited.
The furniture fortune cookie.
I don't know. I just feel really confident that this is what happened.
Okay.
That's all I can say.
Sounds
I'll
fair.
Take your word for it.
Nice.
Thanks, please.
But I don't believe you.
Please do.
Taking the word.
Anyway, they changed some names of some clothing items.
Oh, and flavors.
They included Mario and Luigi instead of Big Bro, Little Bro.
Yeah, I'm glad they fixed that. I don't know why Nintendo couldn't handle their own IP.
I think it just was to be cute, because that's the way it's always been named in Animal Crossing. So I was surprised they changed it. So I wonder if that, I guess that might mean that maybe in the new Switch RU.
Ooh, yeah.
They'll change the name too.
Yeah.
It's... As they say in... No, I'm not going to say that because I don't want to get in trouble. But they're like...
Whoa. Now we want to know what she's going to say.
I'll tell
they're cleaning things up in...
They're synchronizing across all of their...
Keeping
branding.
Brand consistency.
Their brand branding themselves.
I can buy that.
Okay. Let's... Ooh, I just smacked myself in the head. These names will change for your items in your inventory as well. Well, obviously...
That would be confusing. Let's give the new items you collect different names than the ones that you already have. They're the same item.
The themes of some furniture have changed.
Oh, yeah. And this is a very long list.
It's very long.
For more
Don't
of which
try.
Furniture have changed. Well, that's not confusing at all. Other screen displays changes. Resolved issues. Don't care about those.
It seems like all the furniture theme changes they did, it's just for consistency. Like, again, I think we've had questions over the times when, like, two things that should be part of the same category. One is cute and one is natural. I think they've just gone through and like recategorized and cleaned up those themes.
Yeah.
Oh, they made a little video.
Oh, yes. Are you talking about the top 20 highlights of the
Did you guys
things?
Watch it?
I did not.
I watched it. It's pretty adorable.
Wait,
are
it cute?
Are you in the same update or are you in a different thing now?
New one. Right?
Oh, okay.
Did we miss anything?
No, I just didn't know you left that that update.
They also, an important little thing to talk about, and we mentioned this on our Instagram feed and Twitter feed and whatever, that they tease a fortune cookie item that is butterfly wings.
Yeah, yes. Where did they tease that? Was that in a post?
That's in the video.
Oh, it's in the video. Oh, okay. Nice. I suppose I should watch that video.
Yeah, it's kind of cute. I mean, and there might be other things. Honestly, I didn't watch it very carefully.
Their Steve account too.
Steve.
Yeah, we all have to go and retweet Steve.
Oh, that's right.
If we accumulate 50,000 retweets from all the designated tweets across all official Twitter accounts, I think they can do that.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm sure they do. Like, if they use all of the international Steve's,
fruit, am I right?
It may already be. We should see what the quantity of retweets is.
If they use
already.
The European Steve's,
they're using every
and
Steve.
And the Japanese
Steve's.
Get
a coffee and an apple cookie.
And I mean, we all want the cookies. We love free cookies, don't we?
I want an apple cookie.
And I'd take a poppy cookie. I mean, I need a poppy cookie, but I mean, if you got an extra one, I'll take it off.
No, I'm neutral on the poppy cookie. I don't hate it.
I love it. So I'll take all the poppy cookies.
Good. I just got a chair today.
Those are called Hamantaschen.
I love.
Are they
Hamantaschen?
Oh, poppy.
With the poppy seed. Poppy seed cookies.
I see what you did there. I was like, are they?
Do you think Poppy is called Poppy because she has little tiny eyes like a poppy seed eyes?
I don't know.
I just thought she kind of had the coloring of a poppy. But yeah, that too.
I like poppy flowers.
There you go. I learned about poppy flowers in Stardew Valley this week.
You did? Oh, they make their
cross branding right now.
Sorry. Amazing. Good job. We don't work for Nintendo.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's an independent developer that is on the Switch, which is really sweet.
Oh, that's right.
One guy made it.
Cloud Nimble. Nimble Cloudfish.
He's a concerned ape.
One guy made the whole thing.
I think so. That's like Undertale. There's one guy
who made
all that.
That's what
too.
I read about on Wikipedia. Leash.
Crazy.
I'm gonna look it up. I don't believe it.
He copied the other game and made it different. And what the other game? Harvest
Moon.
Yeah.
Oh, I never really played Harvest Moon, so I'm not.
What I learned via my husband, who read the Wikipedia article about it, he does that. When I do something, he reads the Wikipedia article about whatever I'm engaged in.
He
wants to know, but he doesn't want to like dive in and learn it himself. Yeah. So he went and looked it up. And so what he said was the guy made so Harvest Moon hasn't changed in many years.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy went ahead and took Harvest Moon's concept. Made some improvements and then made his own game.
Okay.
Well, we should talk with friend Maggie about it because I know she has played Harvest Moon.
Oh, has she?
So she could give us the insight and we can ask. I wonder if she's played Stardew Valley. I could find out.
I'll have to push her to play Maggie. It so that, you know, we
she
can
all compare and contrast.
Stardew Valley.
Yeah.
Should we start a separate Stardew Valley podcast?
Ooh, we could do that. And we could do a collaborative. We could do a co-op game. That'd be fun.
I haven't played Stardew Valley.
Ooh. It's fun. It's kind of cool. It's fun in the way Animal Crossing is fun.
Good luck finding a podcast place.
We'll figure it out. Maybe Sarah and I could just show up 20 minutes early, do like a 10-minute episode.
Oh, man. That would be
okay. Can we go back to Girl?
Of course.
We absolutely can go back to Pocket Camp.
Okay.
We're talking about that retweet action.
We did our retweet, and then there's new goals for the Happy Home Room. Do I need to go into those in depth, or are those... Is that pretty self-explanatory?
Well, I don't know if it's, I guess, just new because...
Should we talk about the vouchers and stuff?
Like, yeah, we can talk about things like what it takes. You get three vouchers. Every day for
golden use. Vouchers.
So you get three a day, like three chances to show your skills in different classes.
Okay.
And then you earn some things. You earn the material, the haha material.
Yes.
Ha-ha! And then at different levels, you become different rankings. So an amateur, this and a that.
Right.
And then you get things every time you hit a new level. So
okay.
I got leaf tickets. You get some maps.
Is that part of the goals or is that part of
that's part of the
that's as you level. It's like
that's
a level
okay, reward. In the homeroom
okay.
thing.
Gotcha.
But the goals are about hitting these.
So you get additional bonuses.
Milestones.
Yes.
Yeah. I gotcha.
And it's just. To get you to start playing as they do, and then
right.
I'm sure those goals will you'll cap out on those goals, and then mm-hmm. you'll just get the goals of the actual.
So I have either. So Leisha, I trust you haven't tried it yet.
I have not.
But Joelle, you've probably tried it.
Yeah, I've done. I haven't done extra. I've only done what they've given us. So I did three yesterday and three today.
Oh, gotcha. Wow, that's very cool. I'm sorry. I was just distracted by something I just saw on my phone, and I didn't mean to not be paying attention to you. You have my undivided attention, sort of.
No, I just didn't know what you were reacting to.
I'm sorry.
I was like, it's not that exciting.
It's so exciting. No, that's good. I was going to ask, did you notice that there's regular goals that use everyday furniture, but if you go to special event ones, there's ones that are based solely in fortune cookie furniture, which I have not any... I can't complete any of the first goals.
I was able to get to level 3
Ooh.
Of the Hamlet one.
Wow.
Why couldn't you complete it?
Because you actually need items that are in the fortune cookies.
Well, yeah. So theoretically, you don't, though.
Oh, so that's you true. Can actually, you don't need the exact
items. So the way
items.
It works is, I forgot. Is you go in you and you're rated. Like, I'm going to go be an expert in this class. And they say, okay, put an object in this space.
Yeah.
It is very obvious what object they want you to put in that space.
Okay.
Unless you don't have it.
I gotcha.
And even then they tell you, hey, you don't have this. You sure you want to do this?
Yeah.
So like, for example, on the Hamlet cookie, I needed the little Hamlet igloo.
Oh, those fortune cookies. Oh, those yes. fortune
oh, sorry.
Cookie ones. I thought you meant like the Tommy and Timmy. I'm like, how do you not have?
Do you not have everything?
Like, did you sell them all? I don't understand possibly. What the. No. I gotcha.
And I should have. I'm sorry. Yes, the fancy ones. The expensive leaf ticket buyable ones.
Gotcha.
So, so you can go in. So I did the Hamlet one, and like I needed the horse, which I had. I needed the igloo, which I had, and I needed one of the barricades, which I had. I think.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
And so I got through level one because I had all three items and. It's very obvious where you're supposed to place it. They make it very obvious. It's the first item in the bottom.
At least in these
select from
early stages, they make it. They show exactly where you don't really have a choice to put it anywhere where it belongs.
Yeah, like, I'm wondering what happens later on because
I know, I'm wondering
this
too.
Is
amateur
super
level, right?
Amateur, obvious, dumb. Right.
So
now.
Maybe it'll be
maybe it'll be more challenging.
It'll just give us a theme and we have to match.
So
it
like the other places, like the reason why we should know about Alpine furniture is that maybe we'll find ourselves with an Alpine cabin we have to decorate, and so. You have to. What's Sarah doing?
I'm excited. I'm sorry. Finish. You can continue talking. I'll have
so
to
like,
share after.
So you'll be presented with like a cabin that Goldie really wants you to decorate mm-hmm. for her.
I gotcha.
And you can see there's already an Alpine dresser and already an Alpine chair. And it says at the bottom, for this, you might want to have
Sarah's faces
Alpine furniture. And so you go in and you like start clicking on things. And if you don't have it. You get really weird options as alternatives. So, like, there was a lovely dresser I didn't have. So I was like, well, I can put this other dresser in.
I had problems with that. That there were items that I didn't have anymore because they might have been ones you used to make a fancier item.
Yeah.
So you don't have the original one. So you have to quickly craft that. Or not quickly craft it. Just craft it and
whatever.
Fill in the gap later.
But that's I just figured I'd, like, bulldoze through and just do it even if I didn't have the stuff because I wanted to see what would happen. And so you get fewer points, which means you don't get, like, full stars and it takes longer to level up.
I getcha.
But otherwise, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, it's very simple and very – it's accessible.
It's
kind of fun. And I like that the level rewards do have leaf tickets. So it's another way to earn leaf tickets.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah, I'm always game for something that gets me more leaf tickets
and
for my habits.
You do need the ha-ha bags in order to make that gold furniture.
Oh,
right.
Which is,
should we talk about the gold furniture?
Yeah, I think
yet?
We didn't talk about
it. Wait, what was that face for earlier?
Oh, that face was for twofold reasons. That most recent face was learning that, oh my gosh, Japan's 7-Elevens are the best thing ever, and they have special things where you can go and get prizes that are Animal Crossing prizes.
What?
They're amazing. There's like tote bags and bento boxes.
What?
They're all animal. Alarm clock with little Isabel sitting on it. A coffee maker that has Brewster's logo on it.
Why am I not in Japan?
It's a pour
right
over
now.
Coffee thing, Leash.
Oh, how nice.
So, I mean, we should share this with our fun
friends.
Yeah,
you should retweet that.
What was the other one?
The other thing is I was looking up how many retweets that the special video has gotten. In the U.S., there are 19,000, more than 19,000 retweets.
Okay.
I checked out little our Japan Steve, Pokemori _ JP. Those has 57,000.
I think we're good.
Oh, we're good. We did it.
Solved it.
It's done. It's done, guys.
Thanks, Japan.
And, we don't have to check any other regions. At this
no,
point.
I know.
Japan
it's
Steve.
Done. Japan Steve, you're the champion of goodness, and all of Japan Steve's followers are the best.
So sad that all of the United States has like a third.
I know. Well, that's surprisingly
good
considering there's like so many more people.
I wonder
that
how
play
many like
Japan.
UK Steve and Netherlands Steve has.
I know. I didn't even check those guys out yet.
Oh, probably a little less.
But speaking of announcements, Japan Steve has already announced that not only are we going to be getting. Holy cow! Is this true? It looks like the graphic.
Breaking news! Breaking news!
I mean, I'm not. I can't read the Japanese. Sorry, but it looks like the graphic is saying that we're getting two apple cookies, two poppy cookies, and one butterfly cookie that is not yet released.
Oh yeah, if you look at the new,
that's what must be what the butterfly wings come
from. The shamrock shimmy.
We'll get there. We'll get there.
Sorry, we have so many things that are happening.
But,
it's so exciting.
But yeah, let's talk about the golden furniture first, since we're in there.
I've got a golden furniture.
So the golden furniture leash, you can you get access to craft it after I think you hit level 4 of amateur.
Okay.
And then once you go and look to see how much it costs to craft it, you go, huh, maybe it's not worth it.
Oh,
because
no.
You have to use, for each of them, 20 sparkle stones.
Oh.
For each. So altogether, that's 60
each item,
sparkle stones.
That's like a lot of sparkle stones.
That's a shit ton of sparkle stones. So far I've earned 10 little bags of ha-ha.
So maybe I should have done that cabin thing to get some more sparkle stones.
Yeah. Or just level up your buddies. Like, I mean, just getting your buddies to level 9 and level 20. Yeah.
Stones.
Yeah, no, it's a lot. I mean, I think I can afford it, but I don't know if that everyone can.
A lot.
And then also you have to use, one of them takes 5 haha bags, one of them takes 10 haha bags, and one of them takes 15 haha bags.
Okay.
So altogether you need 30 haha bags, 60 okay. sparkle stones.
And how many haha bags do you get a day? 3?
Well, I've gotten 10 since I started, but I don't know how often I get. I'm not clear
okay.
on.
Okay.
Gotcha. I'm sure it's in there. I just wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
Anyway, it's all a lot.
Yeah.
And I don't really know that I care that much about golden furniture, but I'm sure I'll still craft it.
Golden furniture.
Okay. Well, then,
wait, did we talk about, did you say the cost of it?
I did.
Yes.
Okay, I wasn't paying attention.
Matt Dillon. Yes. Let's talk about
Sarah, new you're terrain. Busy crunching numbers over there. You get a pass.
Thank you.
The new fairy forest terrain options are now available to use when customizing your campsite.
You know, it was funny. When that came in, I was so confused because... Everything was covered in snow in my campsite, and I was like, what am I going to do with this thing? And then, like, 3 hours later at, like, midnight last night, it wasn't even 1 a.m., it was full-on spring all over the place.
Did you guys notice that the trees were lightly changing last week?
They were slowly changing.
They were. I was like, they look different.
Right? Because they go from being, they were, like, slightly less brown, and then they went, like, greener, and then they were like full on green under the snow.
I don't think I noticed that. All I noticed is that, like, yesterday, it was not 1 a.m. I can promise you that. Sometime late last night, everywhere I went, it was green, and I was like, why did they change all the islands to spring? And I guess I didn't go to my own campsite to see that that was also already spring. And I was just really confused. I took screenshots. I was going to email it to you guys this morning.
What's going on?
Email it. I was going to message it to you guys this morning.
Oh, man. Would have sent us a fax about it?
1995.
Who emails? Ugh. Jeez. I was gonna carrier pigeon it to you guys.
I would love to have a carrier pigeon sent to me. Please do that.
Okay.
How do we do this?
Next time I have a big announcement that is already too late to announce, I will send it via carrier pigeon.
That'd be great. Do you know who races? Are they? They're not carrier pigeons. What are they called? The ones that come back to you? Are they carrier pigeons?
Oh, they're just
boomerang. Kind of,
I don't know. They're just pigeons? You mean the pigeons that people just have, like, keep on their
rooftops? They race.
Oh, racing pigeons? Wow.
They, like, fly them out and they come back?
Oh, I guess that could be a carrier. I'm not sure.
I don't know. Mike Tyson.
Mike Tyson does those things. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Weird.
I really don't know much about captive pigeons.
There's a show that didn't last on Animal Planet back in the day.
Huh. I know nothing about it.
Anyway,
racing pigeons.
Moving along. Spring into style collection.
Spring into style.
And guess what? Everything costs a shit ton of leaves.
Hey. They look like they belong. I think they're all Colton friendly fashion.
You can check the crafting pier by yourself.
Those tops are so Colton friendly. It's ridiculous.
Well, he's in the cute little icon.
Oh, is he?
I thought it was actually Julian.
Well, in the notification, there's. What did you say?
Julian.
Colton. God damn it. Yes, it's Julian.
The unicorn.
Yes.
It's okay.
The unicorn is, he looks like he's cosplaying
a thousand
Colton.
Times, yes. Can I have a confession. You I really do think that Julian and Colton are.
They would make the best couple.
Oh, ship those buddies. They're really, they're the cutest
we
to shoot.
We ship the heck out of the two of them. Yeah. Especially because look, like, clearly Julian really likes wearing Colton's outfits. That's very convenient.
I know.
They like to share clothes. Why
I get
not?
Them confused the all the time.
This is a super dream suite for Switch RU. Can we set up animals? Come on.
I really want to call Colton Lance. Like Lancelot.
That's a great name. I wonder if there's
really,
a Lance.
Like, in my head, I'm like, Lance, what's going on? I'm like, Lance. God damn it, your name's
what
Colton.
What if he has a brother named Lance?
Lancelot. Like,
Can we imagine the horse brother named Lance?
Yes.
I think he's a gray horse.
Mm.
Like a knight in shining armor color, maybe even silvery.
Silver, sparkly.
He's a shining shark gray.
He's a shark hole. Sharkly
style.
He would be shiny and he'd wear knight's armor.
Oh, perfect.
Very sweet.
And if he did have a unicorn, it could be a...
Oh. Yes.
Can we craft chainmail?
I know. Why don't we have... I feel that's something that's sorely missing for our animal friends is some really knightly looking things.
We have that knight...
The body armor.
Yeah.
Right, that's true. But there's not any...
But it's not chainmail. It's like a...
Yeah, it's true. It's like proper scaly armor.
I want this.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. So Lance now exists in our fanfiction. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Lance is precious.
Do you want to talk about the spring dresses, or are we just going to move on?
Yeah, there's a pink one, a purple one.
There's
a
really
red dancing coat.
There's
and a
really
blue
cute
dancing.
Head pieces. Those are still
yes,
40
the
leaves.
Purple and the pink, the purple feather hairpin and the pink flower hairpin.
Yeah,
the 40 I didn't leaves realize they were different.
It's a little steep for me. For
they're
a
essentially
headpiece.
The same though.
I have to say they weren't really interesting to me.
They
but
both
I bet
have flowers
they
and feathers.
Cute. Everything looks adorable, but not. My cup of tea yet, but maybe we'll go.
I'm with you on that one too. Yeah, they're cute.
The dresses look really cute on Animal Friends.
Ooh, nice.
Because the top has that opening floop.
The flappy flap.
So on Littles, it looks like a little tiny dress.
It does look really cute on your favorite Chrissy.
I was not mentioning her name.
Chrissy is wearing it in this picture.
I was just saying that Animal Friends.
Did you know Chrissy looks really cute in that pink dress?
She does not look cute. I'm saying the dress looks cute. Ouch. The dress looks cute.
Burn.
You heard it here, Chrissy. You don't have a fan. As we know. Okay. It's okay.
That's not
That's
news.
The way it is.
That is old news.
Old.
Flowery old news. Festival packs.
What? It's a festival.
To celebrate festival. Beginning with Viva Festivale with Pave. It is Pave.
Pave. Because he's got an accent?
Yeah.
It's not Pave.
Oh, man. I've been saying it wrong forever.
Pave.
It's pave.
Pave.
I suppose no one will correct
you
if you said
Flowery
pave.
Festivale.
Festival. Pave.
You can get some leaves.
Oh, I
and
love
some
it.
Flower food.
I love this color. I love this purple and
I love the fuchsia.
The fuchsia and the aqua. Like yeah, I'm just loving the combo.
Do they have the accent or the E just so we pronounce the E?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, because then it would just
no.
be pave.
Pave.
Well, no, because it's Spanish.
Gotcha.
That too.
Is it
Portuguese. Which,
I don't know if that's how you pronounce it.
Portuguese. That's sorely. Someone must pronounce it that way.
The accent in Spanish is for emphasis. So I'm assuming in Portuguese it is the same. Because otherwise it would be pave. But if you put the accent on it, then it's
pave.
Pave.
Gotcha.
Festival.
Cool. Little Spanish. Helps you enunciate. Otherwise, gotcha. You keep give every syllable the same.
So this event is called Viva Festival with Pave.
Yes. Festivale.
With Pave.
Except in Portuguese, it's Carnaval.
Yeah,
even though it has an E on the end.
But they don't put the thing at the end.
Do they have an E on Carnaval in Portuguese?
I don't think they put
it on there? So wait, are you saying then if it didn't have an accent, it would just be Pav?
Yes.
No, I'm not saying that, but I don't speak Portuguese.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Well, I would think that's the case, because Carnaval, the E in Carnaval doesn't have the
and then,
over.
Yeah, so if we're going by the Portuguese rules,
so
who knows?
So it would just be Pav, yes.
Pav.
Theoretically.
Gotcha. That seems reasonable.
Yeah.
But what I'm asking is, in Portuguese, does it have an E at the end?
Yes.
Or is that just our version of it?
Carnaval has an E at the end. I'm pretty sure. Well,
but there's an accent on the A.
Oh, that's right.
Going the opposite way,
nice.
Which
that's
Spanish
right.
doesn't have.
Ah, yes. That's
Spanish
a French
only
thing
has
to have
one
the,
accent.
One
grave
does have
the
accent
that versus
accent.
The acute accent.
And they didn't put the accent on the A in Festival, but they should have. So this is really Festival. FYI.
It's
wait
fine.
A second.
Viva Festival.
That was the name of the show, Carnival. Carnival.
The event.
The event does not have an E.
Wait, are you talking about the Italian one or
that's
Brazil?
That's the Italian one.
Yeah, because they're different spellings. So it's tricky. So it's many similar words.
Oh, Jesus.
It's very crazy.
Oh, no, yeah, there's no E at the end. Rio,
oh, nice.
Rio Carnival 2019 parade. I'm seeing all these things and there's no E at the end.
So it's a E-free. So Carnival is definitely not pronounced Carnaval.
Nor is it Carnival.
Nor is it Carnival.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it was, like, I think that's for dum-dums like us. Otherwise, we call it Carnival.
Yeah.
Oh, so what you're saying is for the festival, they put the E at the end so that we could pronounce it differently.
I see. Well, I like it. I hope we pronounce, I like saying it festival, so yeah. I think that's a fun
way
to say
it. I assumed it was festival.
Sweet. What else? Wait, what were we talking about before we got on this tangent?
I don't remember.
We were talking
Carnival
about
and festival.
We were talking about Viva Festival with Pave.
Pave's
and Pave.
Garden
Pave.
Event. Oh my gosh, I'm never going to remember to pronounce it Pave.
It's okay, either way.
Okay, good.
Just do like this with your shoulders.
As long as you shimmy like Pave, Pave, you're good to go.
Then I'm just going to listen.
Can we talk about shamrocks?
Let's talk about the shamrock.
No, another one of these
Can we just, I can't tell you how much I hated cluster muster until I saw shamrock shimmy.
Oh, but you can get the Kaleida clovers.
Oh my God. This morning, as I was reading these things, wow. I was just like, effing made up words, like between the bumble, what are they called for this
oh
event?
I wrote it down because I thought it was very silly.
Oh, Festibees, which sounds like he has a lisp.
No, I believe it's Festivabees.
It's even worse, but it sounds
it's like a festivity, but it's a bee.
It just sounds like he has a lisp, like look at my festivities.
Festivities.
Which, you know, no
it
judgment, but it's
cute.
But the whole thing
what
is
what if Pave does
cute.
Have a lisp?
I actually was thinking about that as I was reading it. I was reading everything with a lisp.
collect Kaleida clovers from the various events held during the seasonal event to get some items perfect for spring.
I think you turned into like a, Fez. Like was it Fez? I was gonna say like maybe like Polish in there. I'm not sure where.
No,
it went.
I was using a where, traditional yeah? Spanish accent.
Spanish.
The
Barcelona Festibees.
I'm going to go visit Pave for the very first time, so I'm going to talk to him.
I think you'll have a treat talking with him.
I'm having growing pains in my elbow.
Oh, no.
I'm an adult.
I'm an adult. Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Woohoo.
Oh, woohoo.
Oh, yeah.
One and two.
I took screenshots of this whole interaction.
And four, Pave is on the dance floor.
Dance floor.
His voice
Viva
is so whimsical.
Festival dancer. Extraordinaire.
Huff. Ha. Perfect. You. Do you know the Pave? Pave is festival dancer. Extraordinaire.
Oh.
Pave is glorious.
Glorious. That's how I read it.
Pave heard dancing festivities coming to the garden. These bugs, they think they dance well. they are no match for Pave.
Man, oh, you tell me, Pave.
Like deeper.
You guys,
Pave.
Did we lose audio?
Pave must show the
no,
shoot.
It's fine. We're
there's
fine.
Someone missing.
No, it's fine.
Oh.
Where's the third one?
Oh, dear.
We lost three audio.
No, they're there.
Oh.
Hey.
Never mind.
Everything's under control. Like, there's no need to panic after all. Everything's all fine. We're going to be okay.
You guys are so
gonna
silly.
Sing about Pave.
But what time is
Pave.
It?
Pave.
About 10 minutes. 15.
Cool. Oh, my goodness. There's so much new stuff.
There's so much stuff to talk about.
Pave wants you to grow feather blooms in the garden. The festivities will come to the flowers.
They will.
So you will catch the festivities that Pave is wanting. It is simple. Pave is genius, no? Bring Pave the festivities, and Pave will give you the woohoo gifts.
The woohoo gifts.
Woohoo gifts.
Woohoo gifts made me laugh so hard this morning, too.
It's great.
I snorted
Pave
on that one.
Knows your enthusiasm. Little no dance. You know how to catch festivities, no? He called me Little No Dance.
Pave calls you Little No Dance. He hasn't seen you
I
do that 2 foot
these.
Sidestep shimmy
no.
that you do.
This pleases Pave. You take a feather bloom seeds.
Pave.
Place them in the garden for Pave.
Pave.
Are you going through the tutorial?
It's the it's a discussion. It's just a regular intro.
I got a little nervous. I was like, Leash, don't do it.
I said I was a dancing pro.
Okay, good.
Now,
go.
Catch festivities for Pave. They must all know the Pave is dancer extraordinaire.
Pave.
Pave.
I want him just to sign up. I say, Pave. As he about shakes his little feathers. And like, doo, 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 doo. He is a delight.
So that was
Pave.
Yeah.
Pave.
Thing. All right. I think we, it's loading. Did I get everything that's in the new announcements?
Yeah, we have the Shamrock Shimmy. So. We have a bunch of flowers to collect.
Oh, boy.
Doing a bunch so many of different things. Events. And in the official Shamrock Shimmy announcement, they have a few new cookies that they mentioned in there.
Oh, tell us what the new cookies are.
So there is the new Diana Fay cookie.
Diana.
Which I think is the butterfly
wings. Oh, is that the one? Did they show a picture of it?
Because it looks like this is a butterfly.
It looks like
cookie.
A monarch wing.
Yeah, it does. It's really cute. Yay. There's going to be gyroidite event where yellow gyroidites are wearing kind of candy looking bows around their necks.
Candy bows. I wish it was those little candy necklaces. That'd be cute.
There is a fishing tourney that looks like we got some Mario fish maybe on what? Mario Day on March 10th.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, that's probably why they changed the names.
That's amazing.
Oh, probably what getting ready for Mario Day. Synchronicity.
Yes.
These look like Mario fish, like with the red and the big yellow lips. Thing the fish.
Oh, cheap cheeps.
Thank you.
Oh, I was thinking, I was trying to envision.
Fish that looked like Mario.
But I was envisioning you were going to say like a big nose.
With a big honking nose and a mustache.
And I'm like,
Sorry. Like Mario game fish.
Yes. Cheap cheeps.
And then at the end of March or mid March, we're going to have a Broccolo band cookie.
Oh.
Which sounds right up Jakar's alley.
Broccolo band. I hope that it's. Wait a second. You mean marching band? What type of band?
It has musical notes on it. It looks like it could be marching band style.
It better not be a reskin of the Lolita cookie with all those instruments. A reskin of the Scarlet.
Would be a reskin of a reskin.
Yeah,
it would
be a double reskin.
Triple reskin. Yeah.
Triple reskin.
You get
babies.
A reskin.
Oh, what if it's a reskin of that chocolate?
The Scarlet.
Yeah, yeah,
fiddle,
that is what
the
you
Scarlet
said.
The bass Scarlet, and the Matt Dillon, and then the. No, just kidding.
Matt Dillon. Yeah, I'm Matt Dillon. It's true.
You're fine.
Yeah, and then there's going to be a Super Mario wall and floor collection as
Ooh,
well.
Great,
so
I'm
assuming all of those Mario things are happening around March 10th.
So we have the Mario floor, so they'll give us it. Oh, I guess it's going to be a different type of Mario floor and wall.
Well, the wall looks like it's literally like the Mario, like the Super Mario game. Like,
is that not what we have
pipe
already?
Coming.
Did we not get that?
This looks different.
Okay. Okay, I guess I should look at the screen. Yeah. I should stop trying to get you to describe everything for me.
That's harpening.
Harpening on about the harpenings.
That's harpenings.
What's got the haps? We got the haps.
Can we jump into complaints about some of the
new
stuff?
Complain.
I have two.
Hey.
Why?
Actually, I got a real complaint.
We already talked about my first complaint because freaking 20 sparkle stones. That's
very expensive.
That is precious ore. Thank
precious
you very
ore.
Much.
Precious ore what? Just kidding. I agree. It
my
is.
Other complaint. So,
when
Sarah, you.
When I say Boker Tov, everybody says Boker or. Boker or.
I don't know what that is.
That's
like
Hebrew.
It.
Proceed.
Oh.
But I still don't know that reference, but that's Hebrew.
It's a song.
I never heard that song in
it's
my
a
Hebrew
song.
School days.
Is song?
Is song.
Pave.
It means when I say good morning. You say goodnight? Is that what that is?
But,
yeah.
Well, that's a sassy thing to do.
You well, say good. Hello.
I say goodbye.
No, Boker Tov is good morning. Boker or...
Hello.
Now I'm confused. I
don't know. I just
my Hebrew
the words.
Lessons have died 20 years ago.
I think what you meant is Boker Raton.
Yes.
Yes.
That is accurate. Boker Raton. So my other complaint. So, Sarah.
Good
you,
rat.
You went to... I can't even function today.
Yes, Sarah, Joelle
went to the Happy Home homeroom.
is this a fan faction story?
No, it's not. Well, actually, it will turn into one.
Oh,
if
goodness,
I can actually
I'm
get there.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Please go ahead. I'll try really hard not to interrupt.
I'm trying so hard.
You're doing well.
So, on my first day in Happy Homeroom, my teacher was introduced to me.
Yes.
And her name is Lottie. And she said, "Nice to meet you."
Oh, yes. I noticed that too.
What?
Lottie acted as if we had never met before. It was very awkward.
Rude.
I recall this as well. Yes. Miss Leash, what is your question?
Don't let me forget I have a comment about the festivities.
Great. I look forward to that.
I don't want to forget.
But no, I was so offended that Lottie, who I spent a full week capturing painful bats for her.
In her defense.
Yeah. I love those bats.
They were fine.
In her defense.
I painfully caught them.
She was running around like a mad woman to everyone's garden. There's only one Lottie, but there's lots of
us.
That's true.
So here's the thing.
They all run
together. I have an alternative theory.
Okay. You're not saying Lottie. It's not just that Lottie forgot.
No, I like that too. We can roll with that. No, my theory is there's more than one Lottie. Because what? we met
oh, gothic Lolita one.
Lolita Lottie.
Oh my gosh.
And as far as I'm concerned, a gothic Lottie could be Bizarro World Lottie.
Oh no.
Oh, different universe, because you watched Spider Man versus
I did finally see Spider Verse. But I did know what a multiverse was before I saw Spider Man.
Fair enough.
Oh my gosh.
Fair enough.
More Lotties.
Yeah, so Lottie exists in a different universe. Bizarro
World.
She
didn't know you.
And that's the only explanation I can come up with.
Oh my gosh.
Because nothing about her teacher aesthetic looked like she was super into
that's
gothic
true.
Style, right?
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Mm-hmm. Can't tell. It could have been
that could be her day to night look. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Could be a different Lottie. Could be different.
Could be different Lottie.
Well, Lottie Dottie.
So yeah. My fan faction is she didn't forgotty. She's bizarro-y.
Dottie.
Lottie Dottie.
Lottie Dottie forgotty.
Don't be snotty.
Multiverse. I want multiverse to have an oddie at the end, but it doesn't work.
Multiverse oddie.
Maybe she's in the potty.
There you go. There you go. That was my complaint. I didn't have another one. I only had the one.
That's a valid complaint. I'm sorry that she didn't remember you, but I like your story that she's just another universe Lottie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Leash, you said you had something you wanted to comment on regarding festivities.
Random chatter time.
And in general, it looks like it was a UI fix.
Oh, yes.
And didn't I have a UI complaint the other day? Didn't I have one?
I don't recall.
I do like that some of the UI changes they've made.
What's the one you want to mention?
The one that I want to mention is it tells me how many times someone's given me a freaking bug.
Not just giving it a giant list of 1111111.
Friend name here gave you 6 blah de blah.
And it looks like they do it based on like session, because I have a couple like, for instance, Gabby gave me 9, and then on a separate occasion in the same hour, she gave me 4.
Nice.
But it sounds like maybe those are two
right,
separate
visits.
It's chunked by visit, which is great, which
that's
is super.
I'll take that. That is perfect.
No, I'm totally fine. It helps you know that they came back multiple times.
Oh yeah.
But you don't get overwhelmed with like 36 things because she came back multiple times. It's great. It's super great.
It's a lot. It's a great change.
Oh, I remember
what
the UI complaint was.
Oh, what was
but
that?
Since we're in the complaint
thing. Oh,
yeah.
I do now too. It's the thingy with the how it appears in different ones.
So if a friend asks you for a random bug, fruit, fish, any of those things, and you have to choose what that is.
Mm-hmm.
When you are doing it in person, you have to scroll all the way through the list of all these other stuff that's grayed out and find the thing you want. When it's fruit, it's a freaking pain in the ass because it's all the way down the bottom.
Absolutely.
But when you do it through Pete, he only gives you those specific items. So if it's a fruit that you're looking for, he only lists the fruit for you.
Pete's,
you don't have to scroll
down. Pete's just really efficient and well organized.
He's such a breath of fresh
Pete
air.
Pete is the reason I only use Pete. Like, he's made himself
in general.
Yeah. So even if I'm like standing right next to someone, I'm going to use Pete because it's more efficient.
That is accurate. I will literally stand next to the animal and still go to Pete.
It's great. Mm-hmm. Pete is the best. Yeah. I'm very excited that we get to
Pete. I don't
understand
why they can't fix that in the talking up front version, unless they're gonna get rid of that altogether and then you can only talk to them for like the specialty things. I don't know.
or at some point they'll just clean it up, hopefully.
Yeah, they're not gonna do that.
Hey Nintendo, clean up your old messes.
Yeah,
you've given us new things
like
that we desire
when you
want
to give new requests to an animal.
Yeah,
and then you have to press cancel and then you have to talk to them again to give them
never mind.
Never mind.
If there's one UI I would love to see change. That said, I don't do that one very often, mostly because that UI bothers me.
Yeah.
If they could fix this, it's the request card.
Correct.
Where, like, you've already finished giving them something,
like,
and now you
want to help you more. And
give
they're
them
like,
more
yay,
things.
Here's something else I have for you to do. And they show it to you, and then you have to say, never mind.
Yeah. Just kidding.
And then start all over again, and then go,
and then
okay,
talk to them again.
Again, you wanted this thing, right?
Well, now you can just ignore them and go right to Pete, at least.
Yeah.
There's that.
Yeah, so you just click never mind, and then you go click on Pete, and then you give it to them. Yeah, it's true. So much more efficient.
Which is a bit of an improvement.
I like it. Right. I've done that where I've invited animals to different areas. I've said, hey, glad you're here. And then I go give them stuff through Pete.
Yes. Me too, Joelle. Me too.
Should we do quick fashion?
Yes. I just want to see how much time we have. We have enough for maybe a fashion and birthdays, and then we'll have to
Skip the spotlight this week?
Skip the spotlight this week.
That sounds fair.
Okay. You want to do fashion?
Fashion falls of it's your love.
Yeah.
I haven't changed my skanky clothes since last week.
You're curtain it up.
Skip right by me. Yep. We're more likes than I'd like to give credit to.
Well, you've come to accept the current way.
I was also dying for like 3-4 days.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I didn't die.
And then I came back and I checked in and then I didn't play.
That's okay.
So that's where we are in this.
Remind us what you were wearing last week. Just okay.
I'm wearing the rose gothic.
Oh, yes.
Dress coat thing.
The light purple.
Oh, yeah.
Gothic
light purple dress. Lavender light thing. Perps. With your favorite hairpin from the.
The crystal hairpin.
I didn't hate the hairpin. That was
you
like
just hated eight of them.
That was the only thing about that I didn't
hate. So many hairpins.
To be fair.
That Gulliver will not even take off your hands.
I didn't get eight because I didn't get that far. Yeah. I think I got four. Four is a good amount. I could throw that on all kinds of bears.
So bad.
Aww.
You get a crystal.
Blah. You all get crystals.
What you wearing, sir?
I am wearing the blue gown from our first anniversary shenanigans.
Oh, I like that one with a gradient.
Yes, with a gradient dress skirt part, and I'm wearing the little apple stem for a hat.
Very cute. That was cute. I love that apple stem.
Yes, me too.
You kind of sound like a little blueberry.
Little blueberry. What was the word we learned was blueberry?
Violet. You're turning violet.
Violet.
Oh,
violet.
Yeah. What is that word? That also means cranberry?
Right. I forgot already. It was like three syllables.
Arundello.
That sounds very close if that's not correct.
Ariana Grande.
Definitely Ariana Grande. That's what it was.
Ariana Grande.
100%.
Blue. Is she grande or grande?
She
was grande.
I thought she goes by grande.
They definitely, at least on the radio, they say grande. Even if she might call herself something else, sometimes that happens.
Maybe she's supposed to be grande, but we all just accepted that she's Starbucks, so.
She's so Starbucks.
So I am wearing.
Yes, Joey Bowie. What are you wearing?
We were gifted, if you got to a certain point in Happy Homeroom Shenanigans, we were gifted with this.
Oh, yeah,
with these cute blazers. Mm. There's one with a little yellow bow on it and one with a little yellow tie on it. They're both very cute. I'm wearing the one with the yellow bow. Mm-hmm. And then I paired that with the navy formal skirt.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Skirt.
I put on my cloche hat.
Ooh.
And then on the bottom.
Was that a vocabulary word?
It was.
Yes.
Is it on the list?
Got to add it to the list.
I need to bring
a little separate book for the list.
Yeah.
Nope. The list.
And then I'm on the bottoms, I'm wearing the drinking straw tights.
Oh, I like those. Those are great. Those.
And then those little red sneakers we got recently. They're they're cute little.
Are they Mary Jane? No.
They kind of look like Mary Jane's, but they're something else.
I don't remember those, but they sound great.
They are called Red Shoes.
That's our groundbreaking name for Red Shoes.
Let's dance.
And I still got my blue hair, so I'm all red and blue and red and blue.
Your red shoes and dance the blues.
Whoa. Do, 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 do. Let's swing.
Under the moonlight, the serious moonlight.
I am being serenaded by Lee Shinrar right now.
No, 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 no.
What are you singing? What's this?
This is David Bowie's Let's Dance.
Oh.
Man, that is a classic tune.
I might have to listen to it. It's very possible I know that song, but I never knew the words.
That's quite possible. I bet you've heard it.
And I probably have.
That's what it sounds like.
Oh, okay. I'm still lost, but I will listen to it and find out if I know it.
Yeah.
Roxanne. That's what I was thinking about. Red light.
That does.
Put on the red shoes.
Yeah. Just like
Roxanne, put on the red shoes.
You don't have to put on the red shoes.
Red shoes. Roxanne, you don't have to put on the red shoes.
Let's just combine a bunch of songs.
I like that.
That's Leech, a fun idea. Whose birthdays is it? Say it's your birthday. It's my birthday too, yeah. Whose birthday might it be?
Whose birthday is it?
Whose? Birthday.
Let's see.
Easy.
Moving.
Sarah, do you have your backup list in case we had news?
I know. I was going to pop that out. Pop it up.
Wow. I'm already in March. That's not right.
Ah, that will be right next week,
though. Friday was Avery's birthday.
Oh, my buddy Avery. He was one of my first, he was weird and then I liked him friends.
Was he the loudmouth bird?
He's the loudmouth squawking bird.
Squawking bird.
He's the one that may or may not be the stepdad to all of Carrie's babies.
Yes. Wow. And then yesterday was one of the originals, Rosie's birthday.
Oh, and there was also a birthday on the 24th, which was Sunday.
Ah.
And that was Anakati's birthday.
Anakati. Is she not in the thing?
I don't know.
Did we never add her?
Maybe we didn't get to add her. She's a Muppet friend. She's our sweet Muppet friend.
Yes, she does look exactly like a Muppet.
Love her.
Muppet mouse. I put stars on her eyes so I don't have to look at her.
Oh.
Also, she's hip, isn't she? Yeah.
Okay.
No, yeah.
Hip to be square. Yeah, but Rosie was the 27th, you say?
Correct. And that's it.
Oh, really? I have another, and there's another one for today.
Oh.
Because today is Naomi's birthday. I'm not sure how we missed her.
Naomi?
She's been around for a while.
Wait, okay. Maybe there's something wrong with my calendar.
I could swear we added all these peeps.
Yeah, so Naomi is definitely all, well, unless they maybe had a different date entered, at least according to the official calendar now.
I don't see it on our calendar. So either maybe we just missed a few in February. I don't know.
That could be. That could
be. All right. Well, happy birthday, Naomi and Anakati. We'll fix our calendar at some point.
Yeah. We don't want to forget their sweet births. Lame. Enjoy. Lame.
All right. Well, shall we wrap
it up? Lame. Pave.
Lame.
Pave.
Festilame.
Festilame. Oh.
Festividibis.
Festilame. Gorlami.
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 Are we wrapping up? Leash, do you have sponsors thought of?
I'm thinking about some.
So,
do you guys have any sponsors that I should include?
Pave.
Yeah, I got
Pave.
That.
Pave.
Haha bells.
Ooh, yes, that's a good one. There's definitely some haha bell action going on. I mean, wait, is it haha bells? Haha bag. Haha.
Haha somethings.
Vouchers.
Vouchers.
There's golden vouchers.
Golden vouchers.
There's haha vouchers and haha bags.
There's so many. What the vouchers? You get three for each voucher?
I haven't traded in my voucher yet because I didn't know if I should save them for something.
Gotta learn about that next week.
Yeah, stay tuned next week for episode 56 of Pocket Pod.
We'll talk about golden vouchers, whatever the hell those are.
Golden
By vouchers. Then, maybe Leash will learn what they are and she could help us.
Yeah, I'm gonna learn all about it.
Okay.
Ooh.
I'm healthy as a horse.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
So healthy.
Or sing a Colton. Sing or a Lance. Into
the sunset. Thanks for listening to this episode of Pocket Pod and
Bags of Money.
We'd like to thank a couple of our sponsors, including Pave,
Golden Vouchers,
Golden
Vouchers,
the Haha Vouchers,
and the Golden Vouchers
bags, as well as our favorite Haha.
Shy Ronnie,
by the way, as well as Saturday Night Live,
and Rihanna,
Festival de Pave. And last but not least, we'd like to thank our favorite producer in the homeless widest world, Jack Blank of Monkey Cat Studios, and also the Bee Gees, apparently, the Festiva Bee Gees.
Festiva Bee Gees.